First parak of Tainis, Mishnah Vov. The Talmid Chacham have fasted already, and everybody fasted 3 fast days after Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and still the rains did not come. After these 3 fasts went by, after Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and they did not yet get any rain. There's another set of 3 Monday, Thursday, Monday fasts, 3 days. These ones already have a full status of a tiny stiba, which requires one to stop eating from before nightfall, like we have on Tisha B'Av. And also one is not allowed to do a malacha, have to be set aside for fasting. It's also also all the chamishay nuyim of washing oneself, smearing oneself, wearing shoes, tashmish shamita, not a natural relations. Noilamis and achatzois, they would lock the bathhouses. These way went by and they still did not get rain. Bezin gozim alem oid sheva, another 7 taniyos. Bez hey bez hey bez hey bez. Monday Thursday Monday Thursday Monday Thursday Monday. Shem shloish esrei taniyos. Alasiva, sum total of 13, 7 plus 3 plus 3. These last ones are even more stringent. The last 7 are more stringent than the first 3, the previous 3. Shebe elu masriim benoilin eschanuyos. They would blow the shofar as a sign to be chayzer b'tshuva, and noilin eschanuyos. They would lock the stores. Vasheni matim machasheche b'chamishu mutam lefnei kovet Shabbos. And Yom Sheni of the Taniyas, they would open the doors of the Chanuyos towards the evening. In other words, they wouldn't take all the schari outside, the merchandise. They would generally, when the store was open, they would display the merchandise outside of the store. That much they wouldn't do. But towards evening, they would start opening up the stores for people that had immediate needs. And Chamisha Mutar and Nechot Shabbos. On Thursday, they would permit people to sell merchandise that was necessary for Kovet Shabbos.